Welcome to The Brief from Verity for Saturday, April 27th, 2024. I'm Scott Wallace with today's top stories. China warns of a downward spiral risk in US-PRC relations. China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi issued a warning about a potential downward spiral in US-China relations, emphasizing the need for the US to respect China's sovereign rights. The anti-China narrative suggests that China's aggressive regional policies are forcing neighboring countries to enhance their military alliances and defenses. The pro-China narrative argues for a shift from confrontation to cooperation between the U.S. and China, stressing the importance of mutual understanding and positive engagement amidst complex global and economic pressures. Ukraine pulls U.S.-provided Abrams tanks from the front lines. Ukraine has withdrawn its M1A1 Abrams tanks from the front lines after several were destroyed due to vulnerabilities to Russian drone strikes. As Ukraine anticipates $61 billion in new military aid from the U.S., challenges remain with timely delivery and the ongoing Russian advancements near Donetsk. The pro-establishment narrative emphasizes strong UD support, promising significant military aid to strengthen Ukraine's defense capabilities. The pro-Russia narrative criticizes the effectiveness of U.S. aid and suggesting it benefits U.S. arms manufacturers more than it helps Ukraine and may prolong the conflict without benefiting Ukrainian citizens. Gaza authorities call on the U.N. to investigate mass grave allegations. Civil defense workers in Gaza are calling for a U.N. investigation into mass graves found near major hospitals, amid claims of executions by Israeli forces, which Israel denies. The pro-Palestine narrative highlights ongoing concerns over civilian targeting and demands accountability for alleged Israeli war crimes. The pro-establishment narrative supports a thorough investigation into the gravesites, stressing Israel's commitment to not targeting civilians and conducting responsible military operations. The pro-Israel narrative defends Israeli actions, emphasizing the respectful handling of Palestinian bodies during searches for hostages and denouncing media portrayals as misleading. The New York Times accuses Biden of avoiding interviews. The New York Times criticized President Joe Biden for granting fewer interviews and press conferences compared to past presidents, asserting that his avoidance of the media undermines democratic norms and sets a harmful precedent. This comes amidst reports of strained relations between Biden and the newspaper. The right narrative suggests Biden's preference for less rigorous interviews points to a lack of accountability, while the left narrative notes that such media strategies are not unique to him, but part of broader media trends in politics. ByteDance denies it's exploring a TikTok sale. ByteDance has refuted claims of exploring a sale of TikTok to a U.S. entity, despite new legislation requiring a divestiture to avoid a ban. The company prefers shutting down the app over selling it, particularly if losing its proprietary algorithm is a condition of the sale. The anti-China narrative suggests TikTok poses a national security risk under ByteDance due to potential data sharing with the Chinese government. A pro-China narrative says the U.S. aims to damage China commercially, not protect national security, and ByteDance plans to challenge the sale legally. Microsoft and Google report profits fueled by AI investment. Google and Microsoft have announced significant profit increases in the first quarter of 2024, attributed to their investments in artificial intelligence. Google's profits rose by 57%, while Microsoft saw a 20% increase, with both companies' AI innovations boosting their financial performance and stock prices. Some analysts praise the transformative impact of AI on these companies, suggesting a promising future for tech firms that invest in AI. Others caution against viewing these successes as a universal outcome for the tech industry, highlighting the potential risks and disparities in AI investment outcomes. The Tanzania flood death toll rises to over 150. Tanzania's Prime Minister, Kassim Majaliwa, reported that flash floods and landslides caused by heavy rains have killed at least 155 people and impacted over 200,000. He highlighted the role of El Niño in intensifying the rains, which also led to significant infrastructural damage and environmental degradation. Some perspectives emphasize the disaster as a consequence of both natural and human-induced factors, urging global action on climate change. Others attribute the flooding primarily to local environmental mismanagement and inadequate infrastructures, calling for regional solutions to adapt to climate realities. Pro-Trump outlet Gateway Pundit files for bankruptcy. The conservative news website The Gateway Pundit declared bankruptcy amid several lawsuits challenging its 2020 election coverage. Founder Jim Hoft cited attacks from progressive groups as the reason for Chapter 11 protection. Anti-Trump critics view this as justice for the site's role in spreading election falsehoods, facing legal consequences for defamation. Pro-Trump supporters decry the legal action as biased suppression, attacking the Gateway Pundit for its conservative stance, likening it to broader media attacks on right-wing platforms. Human trials begin for personalized mRNA melanoma jabs. University College London Hospitals has initiated trials for a personalized mRNA vaccine for melanoma, using technology similar to COVID vaccines and tailored to each patient's tumor genetics. This vaccine, developed with Moderna and MSD, aims to enhance the efficacy of the cancer drug Keytruda. Early trials show promising results in reducing cancer recurrence and death. Some observers celebrate the potential of mRNA technology in cancer prevention with sufficient funding. Others raise concerns about the high cost of treatment and the affordability of future vaccines. NFCC vote restores net neutrality rules. The FCC has reinstated net neutrality rules that prevent ISPs from manipulating traffic delivery with a 3-2 vote reflecting party lines, with Democrats in favor, reclassifying ISPs under Title II of the Communications Act. The Democratic narrative applauds the restoration as crucial for ensuring fair and necessary internet access, citing widespread public support. The Republican narrative views the move as an overreach likely to harm consumers, predicting that legal challenges could overturn the FCC's decision. And that was The Brief for Saturday, April 27, 2024. For more on these and other stories, visit our website, verity.news. I'm Scott Wallace. Join me next time on The Brief.